Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine for a moment that you're all doctors.
Hello, doctors.
Imagine furthermore that you and you alone have the ability to cure a particular disease, the likes of Ebola. Are you with me so far? Now, imagine a woman from ISIS is sitting in your waiting room. She doesn't have an appointment. She has no insurance. She may even have crossed the border illegally. She spots you walking by, and she cries out, "Doctor, oh doctor, captain, oh captain, my captain, Lord, son of whoever you are, my daughter is oppressed. It's demonic. It's killing her. Lord, have mercy." Before you answer, another patient pulls you away. This one had an appointment. This one has insurance, and you've got mouths to feed and nurses to pay. But the ISIS woman wouldn't go away. Your nurses eventually come to you, begging you to send her away. Whatever they've told her has become ineffective. "Please, doctor, send her away. She keeps crying out after us." Therefore, in Shakespearean parlance, to heal or not to heal? That is the question. Now, let's turn back the clock 2,000 years. You're no longer the doctor. Jesus is the doctor. The ISIS woman is now a Canaanite woman from an historically hostile region called Tyre and Sidon. Pagan territory. Pagan. The nurses are now Jesus' disciples. The woman whose daughter was oppressed by a demon cried out once, "Have mercy, Lord, son of David," but Jesus said not a word. We assume here that his answer was
no.
Perhaps there are times in our lives too. We've cried out for similar circumstances, only to hear silence. "Heal my father. Heal my mother. Heal my husband. Heal my wife. Heal my son. Heal my daughter." But God, who is over all, acts aloof or distant. No news is not necessarily good news. What do? You give up praying? Give up pleading? Not the Canaanite woman. However, Jesus found a way to say no a second time to all her pleas. "Sorry, sister, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the household of Israel. They had an appointment. They can pay with their worship." It's a tough life if you don't have a ticket.
The woman persisted. "Lord, help me."
However, Jesus a third time said no. "Woman, don't you see? It's not right to take the children's bread and feed it to the dogs." Now, I know this next statement is going to be shocking to many of you, but I'm going to say it anyway. Children are more important than dogs. I just lost half the congregation. Jesus was distinguishing the children of Israel from the pets of the pagans, like the woman from Canaan. Then came the kicker. And it was a good kick. It scored a touchdown, in fact.
The woman, Luther said, had Jesus by the throat.
She, in faith, said, and by faith alone, because three times now she had heard no. Yet she believed in God's yes to her answer to her prayer.
Yes, Lord, she said, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
Even though she heard no, 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 she believed in the upcoming yes of Jesus. And she believed, despite what the world said, that the grace of God was for her and for her daughter. That is, it didn't matter that she wasn't from Israel. She was a Canaanite dog.
Even so,
Jesus showed mercy to the Canaanite woman, didn't he? Jesus declared, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And immediately her daughter was healed. From this we learn lots of things, I suppose. We don't have to be from Israel. We can be a Gentile. And yet we are lost sheep of the household of Israel, not by the law, but by the grace of the Good Shepherd, the promise of grace from He who is Israel reduced to one man, Jesus. Jesus feeds life and healing to those who cry to Him in faith. For the woman back then, He did an immediate healing to show the power by sight of who He is. But now, He asks for us to walk by faith in the greatest healing of all. Not the healing of the daughter, but the cross. What did Isaiah say? By His stripes we are healed. By His open tomb, He showed us the victory over death. Healed. By baptism into His death, all our sins washed away. We will rise and walk in the newness of life, Jew, Gentile, all who call upon the name of the Lord. But for now, we listen to His word, which sustains our faith, so that behind every no that we experience in this life,
even the no to your own death and your request to never die,
we know is answered already by Jesus' yes. A big, resounding resurrection yes. For Jesus Christ rose on the third day, and we too will rise. Hallelujah.
So take off your pet collar, people. You're not God's pets. You are God's people.
You are a child of God.
May your whole life be lived with the same kind of persistent faith of that Canaanite woman. No matter how many times you hear no, no, no from God, believe in His yes. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.